Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Let's go now in a different direction. We welcome on Tim Clark, Executive Director of the Buffalo Niagara Film Commission, to talk about some exciting movie news in Buffalo. You know, Tim, we haven't been thinking much about the movies because we can't really go out to the movies over much of the last year plus, but the movie industry is coming back, and it's coming back here, almost right where we left off, right?
It is, Brian. Good morning. Yeah, in fact, we're sort of up and running. We've had a number of movies that have come through already, and lots planned for this summer and fall and into 22. So, you know, in a good way, we paused cautiously the past year, but we're really back now.
Sure. All right. So what's going on in Western New York? Is there a movie that's currently shooting?
Well, it always surprises me, you know, when we try to be secret and stay under the radar, WBEN seems to always find us. And that's what happened yesterday, Susan. As you know, you stumbled upon a movie shoot. And in fact, yeah, Paramount Pictures is in town and shooting a movie. They'll be shooting in a variety of locations, in the next week or two, and then they wrap up, and then we have another very, very large movie moving in. In fact, they're already here and have been here for about a month now, preparing to shoot, and then a lot of smaller movies, and in fact, we've got some famous directors who have been in town and will be in town very, very soon. And as you saw last night, this puts a lot of people to work. And in fact, you met a few of those people. And, these are people who 5-6 years ago would have never dreamed that they'd be making a career in shooting movies in Western New York. But, you know, thanks to John Scardino at IATSE, the Motion Picture Mechanics Union and everything, we're starting to, you know, bring more and more people into the workforce, and that's really been very, very exciting, and it's helped us a great deal.
All right, you mentioned a big movie. I mean, what can you tell us? I know you can't always tell us a lot, but there's got to be some little detail, right?
Well, this is the one that's coming is a return customer. Actually, Paramount, that's shooting here now, is also a return customer. You know, these are the same folks, Paramount, that is, that shot A Quiet Place 2. And last December, I received a call from a high-ranking executive at Paramount who had spent time here with A Quiet Place 2 and John Krasinski and Emily Blunt, and just realized that there was so much here and felt that this would be a perfect place to shoot. And so he called, and, you know, the rest unfolded. And then the one that we have coming up is a remnant, believe it or not, of the Marshall movie that was shot here a few years ago with Chadwick Boseman and Kate Hudson and Josh Gad and all those folks. Those people are coming back for a new movie as well. So.
You're always juggling a few things, Tim.
Yeah.
Now, A Quiet Place 2, that's opening Memorial Day weekend, right?
Yeah, it sure is. That's been pushed 4 times, Susan. For whatever it's worth, they claim that this is going to be opening Memorial Day weekend, and we're excited about that. Even though there's limited capacity at the theaters, I think this will be a big hit in Western New York because I've seen most of the movie. You know, I've seen it in drips and drabs, and I can say that there is so much of Western New York. And it's not just, you know, the Grand Island Bridge and all the things that we know about, but also some hidden secrets of Western New York as well, up in Niagara County, even in Chautauqua County. So it's their shooting was wide range, and you know it covered a lot of places for sure. You know, and don't forget too, in December, the Guillermo del Toro movie Nightmare Alley will be out. So we're anxious to see front and center City Hall in Buffalo as as kind of a critical part of his movie as well.
Awesome stuff. Can't wait to see it, and glad that we're at least talking about a return to the movies and the movie theater. Tim, thanks so much. It's Tim Clark, Executive Director of the Buffalo Niagara Film Commission.